And Jared, it's my understanding that the heat index is going to be up to 100 this week. What are some things that people can do to stay cooler, and what are some of the threats that temperatures that high could produce?
Well, especially early on in the season, you know, we haven't gotten used to these real hot temperatures yet. So, you know, we've generally had temperatures in the 80s for all of spring and into this early part of meteorological summer. So people probably aren't used to it yet. That's probably the main issue. Once you get into late summer, you know, once we start to get rattle off several of these types of days in a row, it becomes a little easier to acclimate to it. But yeah, we are expecting temperatures to go from what we've been seeing, which is upper 70s to, you know, perhaps lower to middle 80s, to all of a sudden we're going to jump into the 90s. And with that humidity in the area, we could perhaps see a couple heat index days rise up into the 100 degree range. It's going to be on the lower side of the 100 degree range. I don't expect it to be anything, you know, above, say, you know, 105 or anything like that. But generally speaking, we could see a couple areas tickle that 100 degree range. And like I said, early on in the season like that, it becomes tougher for people to handle it.
And that'll be real tough on the elderly and pets and things like that as well.
Yeah, it'll be the toughest on the elderly and even young, basically anybody that isn't quite fully healthy. And then animals are the other thing that can be casualties of these. Any kind of outdoor pets or animals or livestock are always susceptible to these kinds of these heat indices. So anybody that's left outside for any period of time, or even places that don't have well-running air conditioning, can be in a problematic state.
Okay. Well, I appreciate you taking some time out to talk with me about the heat and some of the heat-related issues. Is there anything else that you'd like to add, anything that I might have missed on?
No, I mean, just the typical things, such as if you're going to be outside, make sure you're monitoring how you feel. Avoid any kind of dehydrating type of drinks, such as alcohol or anything with lots of sodium. Make sure you drink a lot of water. And then, you know, anyone with children, you know, it's always a good idea to make sure you have some kind of reminder of children in the backseat. You know, we always hear of one or two of these instances where someone leaves their child in a backseat in their car. So those are the main things we always try to hit home during the summertime months, is just take care of yourself and make sure everybody you're responsible for is taken well care of.